Term Labs loses 8.5 million in governance exploit, hitting Vault's DeFi lending protocol. Term Labs was drained of about $8.5 million in a governance exploit that affected its vaults, according to a report from Wu Blockchain posted on August 23, 2026. The account described the incident as a governance exploit, pointing to the protocol's decision-making layer rather than a simple smart contract bug in isolation. Details remain thin at the time of writing. The primary account of the incident is the Wu Blockchain Post, and Term Labs had not published a full technical breakdown when this article went up. The figure being circulated is roughly $8.5 million, and the funds tied to the protocol's vaults are the affected component. The governance layer as an attack surface governance exploits are a distinct category from the re-entrancy bugs and price oracle manipulations that dominate DeFi incident reports. Instead of breaking the code directly, an attacker abuses the process that controls the code. That can mean acquiring or borrowing enough voting power to push a malicious proposal through, or exploiting a flaw in how proposals are queued, executed, or authorized. When a governance path is compromised, the damage can reach anything the governance system controls: treasury funds, vault parameters, upgrade permissions, or the ability to redirect assets. That is why a governance exploit affecting vaults is worth flagging even before the mechanics are public. The vaults hold user deposits, and governance often holds the keys to how those vaults behave. The broader pattern has been visible across the year. DeFi lending has drawn a steady stream of attacks, from the Term Labs incident here to earlier chained bug exploits like the Maya Protocol network halt and address poisoning campaigns that forced exchanges to freeze funds, such as when Kraken froze up to 4.2 ETH tied to HTX. Each has a different root cause, but they share a lesson. The surface an attacker can reach is rarely limited to the one contract everyone audits. Deposits sit behind a trust assumption. For anyone with funds in a DeFi lending protocol, the takeaway is not that Term Labs specifically failed. It is that depositing into any yield venue carries a live counterparty and code risk assumption that does not go away because a protocol is non-custodial. Non-custodial means no company can freeze your withdrawal on a whim. It does not mean the smart contract or its governance cannot be turned against you. This is the same risk calculus that separates self-custody spending options from custodial products. With a custodial provider, insolvency or a freeze can lock your balance, as the FTX and Wirecard cases showed. With DeFi, the failure mode shifts to code and governance. An exploit like this one can move funds you thought only you controlled. Neither model removes risk, they relocate it. If you park stablecoins in lending vaults to fund a stablecoin-based card or to earn yield through staking, the Term Labs incident is a reminder to size those positions against the possibility of a total loss on any single protocol, not the advertised APY alone. Open questions. Several things are still unconfirmed. The exact attack mechanism, whether the exploit involved borrowed voting power, a time lock bypass, or a flawed proposal execution, has not been detailed publicly. The recovery picture is also unclear. No on-chain freeze, white hat return, or reimbursement plan had been announced when this went to press. If the pattern of recent incidents holds, an official postmortem from the Term Labs team is the next thing to watch, and it usually arrives within days of an exploit of this size.